lots of people in on time this morning. Oh, this feels like a big morning. Maud. Hello.
Hi.
Darling.
Hello. Good morning. Yeah, I'm all
right. Hear your voice. How are things in the UK at the moment?
Well, just really strange, all I can say, really. Yeah. I don't know, such a great amount of uncertainty.
Our whole world's changed, hasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, where I live, it's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the country, and it's been incredibly sunny and still and clear skies.
Yeah, here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oriana, I've said a quick hello to you. Adrian's come in. Somebody was just asking after you yesterday.
Really?
About the lady with the beautiful deep voice.
Yeah, it's been an eventful couple of years.
Yes. Are you well? I mean, as well as anybody can be right at the moment.
Yeah, excellent. It's where we're at. We're fairly lucky. It's, you know, rural, and everybody's kind of more or less doing, not a whole lot has changed because we don't go places very much.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of concern about the economy and, you know, all that, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Did you see, if we get fear come up around that, well, we're going to be talking about this kind of stuff this morning. I did a blog, which on Facebook, I think I had about two people look at it, which surprised the heck out of me because I thought everybody would be scared about the economy. There's actually an economic theory called donut theory, and it's the same as our wetland stuff that we've been talking about ever since Through the Grace of Your Horse, which is 10 years ago, and it's a sustainable theory of economic growth. It's about sustainable economies, not economic growth. Economic growth only serves the super rich, and everybody else at some point or other loses in order to make the super rich super richer. And that's kind of pretty much in a nutshell. And this donut theory is that the ins balances the outs, and everybody looks after each other. And it's not communism. There's heaps and heaps of room for self-improvement and all the rest of it. But it's a balanced theory of an economy.
Actually, I see that going on. I mean, there is, you know, along with the scary stuff, there's just been this incredible response from just folks. You know, people making masks. You know, big corporations, you know, GM... or what was it, Ford, the fans that they use under the seats in their F-150s can be used as respirator fans for medical staff and whatnot.
Yep.
So they're manufacturing that. There's like every construction company out there has donated their masks to hospitals and what. And I mean, there's just, I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Just gorgeous.
You know, or just getting together and... You know, the restaurants in Spokane are just amazing because they're feeding, you know, they're making meals for the hospital people. They're making meals for wait staff and whatnot that have been, you know, put out of work.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I mean, it's just... People are just getting together and doing stuff to help.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on, you know, it's like I've completely stopped watching the news because the news people are running around with their hair on fire. And
well, they're selling more newspapers.
Like, yeah, I mean, and it's like it's scaring everybody to death.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish that they would put more, because there's like a local Girl Scout troop that they're cooking meals at home, and they're there's rest stops around here that truckers stop at for, you know, not only bathroom breaks, but like coffee and stuff. And so they've been making meals, you know, for the truckers, doing the whole social distancing thing and everything. But it's like, you know, it's just, I had given up that this country wasn't going to fight itself to death. And it's like everybody's forgotten it. Well, not everybody, but it just seems like everybody's like, nah, we're not going to bother with that. We got something real to deal with. And it really has been uplifting. It really has been, in spite of everything else. It's really been great.
Well, it's funny because that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning. And we might go into it earlier than I thought. But I'm not sure what's driving those people to do all the beautiful things that they do. But one of the things that fear tells us is that there's something to know or do, and we understand our connection to others because of what we've experienced with our horses. We know that we can feel our horses' fear, and that when we know that we do feel our horses' fear very often, and when there's something for us to know or do about it, we feel it, and then we take action, and the fear goes away. And each time we do that, our central fear, you know, for want of a better word, the core anxiety that we've been experiencing on and off all our lives, gets less and less and less the more we listen and pay attention to our connection to others. And what these people are doing is that's how they're, whether they realize it or not, that's bringing them peacefulness. That's bringing them feeling good at a time like this. I'm not actually explaining this very well. We can do it on purpose because we understand fear. They're doing it on autopilot, and that's just freaking beautiful.
Yeah, it's...
So when we feel fear, it's because there's something we need to know or do, probably at a time like this, for or about someone else.
Yes.
That's the point I'm trying to make, very clumsily. Yeah. And people tend to think that when they're scared, when we feel someone else's fear, when we feel our horse's fear, when we feel someone else's fear, it's just as big, if not even bigger sometimes, than the fear we'll feel for ourselves. You know, when it's our own action that we've got to take. So it's really easy to fall into the trap of thinking that it's us that's afraid, and, you know, what do I have to know or do, you know, do I have to, you know, and that's the kind of action that's got people running around like chooks with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
stockpiling toilet paper that's going to take them a year to use. Now,
yeah,
having
but
said
they,
that,
they've got plenty.
Having said that, I've got 3 weeks worth.
That's one thing that I have to say is the small silver lining is just, you know, we're not having a plague of dysentery here, folks. And I'm not really sure what they thought they were going to do with all of it. But it's been worldwide, everywhere. Everywhere has been doing it. So there's something very important about toilet paper.
Oh, I know. Oh. I don't know how many of you saw my post on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page, about the little handheld bidet that I tried to make. I ended up with, it was originally a dental flossing, water dental flossing.
Not real efficient, I don't think, but.
Well, it could have been, you see. It was a bit harsh on the nether regions, so I knew it was going to be a bit harsh on the nether regions. I didn't try it. But I cut the little nozzle off and made it a bit wider, thinking that that would help. And it felt, you know, that feels like it might work. So the time comes and I'm squirting away.
There was somebody that
I had water everywhere. I had water on the floor and up the walls. I even had water down the front of my pajama top. How the hell did the water get there?
I guess that's a really inefficient way to take a shower.
It's so funny. Oh, so here I was, first thing in the morning, just bellowing with laughter for about 5 minutes. I couldn't stop. It was just, and every time when I wrote the story, I was nearly wetting myself. When I told Carolyn, I was nearly wetting myself. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you actually did. Yes.
I am going to get to say hello to everybody else in a minute, but just while we're still on this subject, you know, it is possible to have lightness of spirit and peacefulness, particularly peacefulness, no matter what's going on. I'm going to be interested to find out how many of you are feeling peaceful, because I suspect quite a few of you. And those who aren't, remember, it's just like everything else we've ever learned. You're probably feeling other people's stuff. Look around you and notice what you need to do to take the pressure off them. I've been noticing my hubby's working phenomenally hard. Everybody wants to get vegetable gardens in. And
yes.
Their trucks are running non-stop, and you know, he's backed up to the gills and he's coming home exhausted at like 7 and 7:30 at night, and I'm feeling some of his stuff, and I'm having to sit back and go, okay, how can I make life easy for him at the moment? Yeah. And that takes a worry away. And if I'm still worried, it's because there's something else for me to know or do.
Yeah, my impression, just, you know, talking to friends and family and stuff, is I think at least for people my age, where it's like, I haven't been through as much as my grandparents did, but it's once again, the world is changing, and the world that's going to be on the other side of this is going to be different than the one that, you know, was here at the turn of the, you know, new year.
And that's a good deal, because it wasn't working.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of broken bits that, to be honest with you, I see fixing themselves.
Yeah, it's quite heartening to watch the broken bits fixing themselves. And there's some bits that aren't yet, but it's all going to shake out. I have such deep confidence that it's all going to shake out fine. Not only fine, but beautifully. Yeah. So, one of the things that I've got written on the notes that I wanted to talk about was that now we've reduced a lot of our overwhelm with our horses through the grace of our horses. We can have more confidence. We've been developing more confidence around our feelings as part of our guidance system with our horses. And that's a good deal because it helps us have more confidence in our guidance, you know, and in our feelings as guidance outside of our horses too. So what I'm trying to say is don't settle for feeling crappy. Do not settle for feeling crappy. Pull out some of your quiet mind stuff. There's a meditation, a Reiki meditation, Reiki grid meditation, three or four articles back on the blog. Use that. I would suggest that all of you ask me to put you in my Reiki grid, and that's like a giant amplified field with all the power of the Reiki behind it, and it's running all the time, and it's running as an amplified field. It's been running as an amplified field for quite a long time now. It's like the more people draw on it and the more they use it to help them center themselves, the bigger it's getting. So right at my right hand is this enormous, just off the desk there, is this enormous energy kind of pump. That's just, every time I put Vinti's sister in there this morning and I felt it roar a little bit higher as she pulled on it. She's in ICU at the moment. So, don't assume that your feelings are coming from the big stuff happening. You can ground yourself to the beingness of the earth if you are picking up on the big stuff, but you're most likely to be picking up on the things that you can physically and actively do something about. So look around you and see who is it that you have to reach out to. Set your intention to do it and then go sit with your horses. Remember, we don't have to make too big a meal out of understanding things. Just set your intention to understand why you're feeling whatever it is that you're feeling. You can put your loved ones in the Reiki grid too. You can ask me to put your loved ones in there. There's a difference between you asking me to put yourself in there and asking me to put someone else in there who doesn't know they're going in there. This is, my Reiki grid is one of the very few things that I'm prepared to do without someone's express permission, and it's because of the nature of it. When we put someone in there without them knowing, it's like saying a prayer for them, and it surrounds them with a bubble of energy, and if they reach out for help, then that energy starts pouring in. Whereas when I put you in there, when you've asked me to put you in there, there's a very deliberate drawing on the grid, and you can actually reach out and draw off it on purpose anytime you want. And again, when we're using it to center ourselves like this, then however much energy is being drawn in the bottom, it's just roaring back in the top. and there's this kind of enormous roaring energy field in and out happening here. What else was on my list here? Gosh, you've been very useful, Adrian.
Yay!
Yay! We covered most of it in our conversation. And I'm sure we will. We'll talk about other stuff. There's a couple of other things in there I wanted to talk about, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I'll move on and say hello to everybody else. So you and your loved ones are all well?
Yes.
Hubby's
so cool. Far, so good.
Yep. Yep. Excellent. Next up's Aniki. How's things going in the Netherlands, Sunshine?
For me personally, it's fine because I now have a lot of time for my horses.
Yes.
And the weather has been very nice the past 14 days.
Yeah.
So I'm not unhappy about working at home. But my coachings have been stopped.
Yeah.
Temporarily, and we are at home together, my husband and I, and that's it.
Yes. We're all getting a lovely lesson in husband and wife relationships.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to open you up. I'm going to leave you to open yourself up if you'd like to. And I'll go to Carolyn.
Good morning, Jenny. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you going out there in your farm?
Yeah, no, I'm going really well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good. Good. It's only a couple of days since we spoke.
That's right, yes, that was lovely.
Okay, Kim, it's only a couple of days since we spoke too. How are you? I've got you open, Kim. That's not working for some reason. Actually, I can feel her on the other end of it. Wondering why it's not working, but never mind. Marla, lovely to see you in here, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. How are you? We can just hear you off in the distance, but can't actually hear you. Your mic's not working. I can hear you like as if you were like 100 miles away. Okay, well, consider we're saying g'day and a hug. I could hear your laugh coming out, but I can't hear anything else. I can hear a bit of banging. Okay, we'll mute that for a second. Who's in here? Shelley's in from Nevada, Jody's in, Lois is in, Carolyn's in from Portugal. Jody, lovely to see you in here. Jody's new. And flat out, I have this expression, flat out like a lizard drinking. It's an Australian expression. If you've ever seen a lizard drinking, getting down so he can drink water, he comes off his four legs and then sinks down really flat in order to get his tongue out to actually flick out to the water. So there's this expression, Australian expression, flat out like a lizard drinking. Jody's lifestyle is hugely busy, so we're thrilled to bits to have you in here this morning. She's about 50 miles north of Atlanta. Frances is in. Good morning, gorgeous. Catherine Dowling's in. Good morning, Catherine. How are you? Lois is saying, I think she's talking about my B-Day story that she couldn't stop laughing for the rest of the day. I'm glad it brought you so much fun. Okay, Francis, I can see by some of your chat in there, there's a little bit of something to know or do. Oh dear. Okay. Just thinking. Let's go to the video on the webpage, the Keys to the Kingdom video, and sorry, I'm just kind of thinking in and feeling the best way through because it's this is going differently than how I thought it was going to, or than I'd planned, but that's not unusual. Let's go in and look at the bits of the Keys to the Kingdom video, and we're going to reflect on, as we're working our way through it, we're going to reflect on not just with our horses, we're going to allow our horses to show us how we can keep peacefulness everywhere else in our lives as well. That's a dumb way to express it, because we don't keep peacefulness at all. That's ridiculous. How it can give us the confidence to allow our feelings to happen so we can allow our guidance to flow. That's a much better way of expressing it. Okay, so go to the web page. You'll find it. Where will you find it? For some people it's scroll down your page, for some people it's up on the right hand side, and it says something about click here for the for today's web page, and then you'll see the Key to the Kingdom of Horses video, and wait to press the play, because I'm going to get you to start it. We're not going to watch the whole thing, we're just going to go to a specific couple of places. Open it up on YouTube. I suggest you open it up on YouTube. So if you hit the play button, and then the YouTube will come along at the bottom. Whoops! You'll see, if you take your mouse or press your, get your finger, and go along the bottom right-hand side, you'll see it on you. You'll see the YouTube word. Click on that, and then you'll open the video up on YouTube. So the first place I want to take you to is if you take your finger, if you're on an iPad, because I know you're on an iPad, Carolyn. I think it's Carolyn. Slide across until you come to 12 minutes and 45 seconds. 12:43, 40. Gosh, I can't get it on. There it is, 12:45. I'll just give everybody a minute to do that. I'm going to turn my sound down dramatically so it doesn't come through here. Okay, so just get ready to hit the play button, and hit the play button now. Okay. Pause there. Because when you push through fear, then fear itself becomes your foundation. It's just as big a deal outside of horses as it is inside, as it is in our horse relationships. When we push through fear, fear becomes the foundation of the relationship. And we've got a decision to make. Is that how we want it to be? Sure as heck not how I want it to be. The next part. Actually, just take your attention inside to your outward breath. And notice the way the lower part of your ribs are just squashing that last little bit of breath from your lungs. Drop into your inner guidance system in whichever way suits you the best. Oh, we've got some new people, so I'll talk this through a bit more. Paying attention to the way your lower ribs are squashing your breath from your lungs. On the outward breath. If anybody does get sick, this outward breathing stuff is absolutely worth its weight in gold. Feel free amongst your family, feel free to pass on the first day of 21 days with a quiet mind, or perhaps even better, the Reiki healing meditation. Because its focus on the outward breath is really, really, really good for lungs. If anybody's got that virus. Notice your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel that, then just imagine that you can. Gosh, I never used to be able to feel my heartbeat, and now I can feel it so clearly and easily. It's funny how some things work better for some people than others. Feel the energy flowing through your body. Little prickles in your hands and feet. Or the stuck energy spots. I can feel a stuck energy spot in my back. I'm feeling somebody else's stuck energy here. In my back, shoulders, kind of mid-shoulders. Just soften your eyes and pay gentle attention to that. It's all these ways that your body communicates with you, and your mind and spirit communicate with you. Odds are, at a time like this, it's maybe not even yours. Just open up to that idea that there might be something to know or do for or about someone else. Pay gentle attention to the outward breath. Smile gently. There, for whatever's going on, there's some that energy's freeing up a little bit, whoever that was. Wow, I feel such phenomenal support from the horses at the moment. Even as we're doing this, getting in touch with our inner guidance system, I can feel us surrounded by a ring of horses. There's this image of this image that's coming to my mind of this shadowy, shadowy horse-shaped presence around us, crowded, a very crowded presence around us. Okay, I've got some weird stuff going on. I have a very strong, insistent image of a white horse coming out of the shadows and stamping its foot on the ground repeatedly. I have no idea what that means. He's just very insistent and stamping his feet. Visions have not been one of the things that is one of my natural talents. So when they come up that strongly, I pay attention to them. I got no idea what it means. Well, I've got you all on question and answer. So although we've got you muted for the background noise, you can unmute yourself. So anybody who knows what that's about, hit the star seven on your little keyboard down. Further down the page, and open up, and so if anybody knows what that white horse stamping is about, open up and we'll Mary's in from South Australia too. How are you, sunshine?
I'm good.
Excellent.
How about
that?
I'm good. Yeah.
Your voice sounds so serene.
Oh, okay. That's because I just got out of bed.
Bedtime serenity.
I don't know. But that's the first thing I've spoken to. I mean, I haven't said anything to anybody today, so there you go.
No, you've actually got a different tone in your voice.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you feeling very centered at the moment?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm not worried about this virus. I am. I mean, obviously everybody is, but it's like when the fires were here last summer and people kept asking me, you know, are you all right? And I kept going, yes, my gut says I'm fine. There's nothing, we are fine. I can't guarantee everybody else is fine, but
yeah,
I'm fine. You know, I mean, obviously everyone's worried because you can't avoid it and it's all around you, but I'm really enjoying the fact that there's not so much that you have to do. The fact that I can hibernate at home.
Yeah.
Without feeling guilty too. That's the other thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Horses have brought us this incredible gift. Because everywhere I look, I'm looking at scared people. And yet, here we are, feeling peaceful, and the odd occasion when I'm not feeling peaceful, I'm doing something about it, and then I feel peaceful again, and my work output has been gobsmackingly prolific.
I noticed.
Well, you haven't even seen the half of it. We're about to launch a whole new program.
Oh, cool.
There's two things about to happen. 21 Days to a Quiet Mind,
which I absolutely love.
Yeah, well, you're going to love it even more because you'll get a chance to do it again in a new way. we've discovered a way, thanks to, I think Carolyn probably drove this, our Carolyn in Portugal probably drove this harder than anybody else, in just giving me little nudges to when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, to keep going. We've discovered a way to put ourselves in control of the pace of the program.
Okay.
Ooh, can you?
Yeah, that's like the masterclass. Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah. So this is like, so instead of the emails arriving one a day every day, then when you finished that exercise and you're ready for the next one, you click a button in the email and 24 hours later the next email arrives in your inbox.
Lois just put a comment on the chat. She had a white horse she had to put to sleep a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. And I see Ariana's got a hand up too. I'll open you up in a second, Ariana. Well, Lois, what could that do you think he's got something to say? Just drop into your quiet mind and tell us what comes up. Clearly it's going to have some relevance to all of us if it's happening here this morning. So somebody else has opened up. I think that's Katie, isn't it?
Good morning, Jenny. Hi, everyone. Lovely to be here.
How are you? Gorgeous.
Yay. Riding the waves of energy, huh?
You're a nurse, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep.
How are you going?
Yeah, it's good. Well, I do home care, so it's very different from going into a hospital or a nursing home or institution, thank goodness. So normally one-on-one or just one with the carer or the patient's partner and that kind of thing. So it's a lot more private and personal.
Yeah.
It certainly would be different if you're in a big institution at the moment, that's for sure.
Yes.
Happy things.
Sorry, say that again. Oh, yes.
Have you been well?
Yeah. Really good. So what were we talking about?
Lois can't find the button to put her hand up.
Oh.
You still got the
open. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Ah, that's Lois in Albany. Yeah.
I was just going to say, with the white horse stomping its foot, I just got an image of, actually got a picture on the wall, but then I had an image of Cheyenne. I don't know if that was, but then again, when you said the other horse had passed, I thought, oh, maybe I'm wrong. That's been more prevalent.
No, it wouldn't surprise me if there wasn't something for more than one person in this. Lois, say something. Is that you in Albany, New York?
No, that's Marla.
Ah, hey, gorgeous. How are you?
I finally gave up on the computer and went to the phone.
Ah, cool. Okay, I'll open you up again in a minute. I'm looking for Lois on the board. Lois, you're not live. You're only on webcast. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't find the button to talk. So drop out of webcast and come in on web call. Yeah. Yes. Katie, if anybody needs to be using their inner guidance system at the moment, it's the people on the front line, nurses and carers and all that kind of stuff. So how's your peacefulness going?
It's good. It goes up and down. I have amazing support in my life that I didn't have previous to now, and it's made a huge difference.
Ooh. Anything you want to share?
Stop it.
Is that a male voice I can hear?
Oh, maybe. Very interested in spiritual, very interested and open in spiritual and beautiful people and energy. And I just went, you've got to be listening to this call. And yeah, very, very open.
So what's his name?
Lovely. Danny.
Well, hello, Danny. Welcome.
Hi, Danny. Hi, everyone else.
Oh, God.
And he loves Diane, so that's good.
And he loves what?
Cheyenne, he grew up with horses too.
Oh my God, you've lucked out. How amazing.
I know, I've been very blessed actually. It's been amazing. Yeah, I think it's been, because the last 18 months has been so challenging, but growth promoting, and it's lovely now to have support like that, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time where I had to be on my own to grow like that, and that's what was necessary for my life path. But I was feeling into the Cheyenne stomping, and my concern is that I was looking at whether I could actually take her to Tasmania or not. It just so happens Danny's in Tasmania. Fancy that.
Oh, really?
yeah.
What a coincidence. So,
yeah, I know, right? That's all perfect in its own funny way. It goes around in circles sometimes, it seems, but who knows, right? I mean, maybe it's just our perception of that. And I was just thinking that when I moved Cheyenne, I don't know, I think I told you she has a lot of anxiety when she floats, as in she internalizes it and she sweats out, and in a 10-15 minute float ride, she is quite a mess, as in anxiety, basically. And then I got worried that she wouldn't be able to handle a float ride that far, obviously from Queensland down to Tasmania is a long way, I'm trying to go. And then I found a beautiful, heartfelt, open, horsey friend who said that she would lease her from me when I went, and possible purchase. And that's quite hard for me because, as you know, we've been on a huge, huge heart journey, her and I, on the spiritual side. As much as I thought it was riding, it was so much more, and I had to let that idea go a bit. But it's changed me a lot, and I can't imagine life without her, but at the same time, I don't know if she'd make it, as in I think she would have some major issues apart from the floating. Of course, we've got a boat. and I was wondering if the stomping was either, I don't know, something with me or her or the whole situation, but the lady is beautiful. She actually has horses in the herd that she's in now, so she wouldn't have to go anywhere. She's in her established herd on the 35 acres with three mares and two geldings, and she's just really, she's actually the lead mare, of course.
wonderful. That's the first time she's been comfortable in a herd, isn't it?
Well, she came from a herd when she was 2 years old, but I don't think she was that comfortable. I didn't get the feeling that she was, like, she's really come into her own where she is now.
Yeah.
She really is
very Sue's probably not up for talking this morning, but I can almost feel her in this conversation. Would you enjoy being in contact with Sue around that issue?
Definitely. If she doesn't mind, that'd be wonderful.
Well, we'll check in and actually ask her. I'm laughing to myself because I've just dobbed her in.
Yeah, that's it.
If nothing, okay. Here's the thing. That floating issue.
Yeah.
Whether you make the decision to leave her where life's familiar and not put her through it, because you're right, it's an enormous trip. And then it's the boat on top of it. It's absolutely huge. So whether you decide to do that or not, actually helping her drop some of that float fear will reduce her underlying fear factor. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Whatever that floating stuff is about, if you help her with that, she's actually going to have a happier life anyway.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
With less stress. So you could probably do some float work and,
okay.
Let me just, might not even be floating. It might be before, it might be something before floating. Who knows? But Sue is so in a horse's skin. If you want to do that, if you're prepared to put in the work, she's really good at helping people through that sort of stuff. I could. Sue and Carolyn and Narelle and I are so freaking connected. We can almost feel each other's thoughts. In fact, there's times that we do. It's quite extraordinary. I look around and I, Carolyn's in Portugal and Sue's within driving distance, but quite a way away, and Narelle's up halfway up the other end of the country, and we all know what's yes. When there's something going on, and it's quite incredible to be that closely connected to people. And for example, Carolyn in Portugal, I've never met her in person, and here we are, so freaking heart close. It's incredible.
But then heart energy isn't to do with physical or any, as you know, it's just a connection that defies all the physics of this earth, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
It holds up another level.
Yep, sure is.
Beautiful. Beautiful thing.
Sure is. Well, welcome, Danny. Very pleased to have you with us today.
Thanks,
Dan. And keep making that girl happy or I'll boot your ass from here to kingdom come.
For every day of it, yes, come on.
It's cheeky, as of course it would be, wouldn't it? And yes, I am spoiled rotten. I'm totally enjoying it.
Oh, sorry, I just couldn't resist that. That was just...
That's all right, your time will come.
Oh, yeah, because if you're on your way from Queensland to Tasmania, you're probably going to call in here on the way and say g'day.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, more than likely.
Actually, we've got a, when you are on your way, Katie, make this an overnight stop on the way. That would be nice.
Oh, wow. That would be, actually. I'll just say that only before how much closer you'll be from Tassie. It'd be lovely. So good.
Yeah,
there's been a few years now.
Boat ride on the way.
Yeah, well, don't talk to me about that. I get seasick thinking about it. I'm going to knock myself out with a sledgehammer, I think. No, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Hanging up on you. Oriana's been up here ever so patiently. And you're open, Oriana.
Okay, Jenny. The white horse, Vigilance, who's my older horse, does tend to stand and stamp his feet. And the message I got from him was, you are not listening. We need you. We are here. Okay. I have been quite busy and quite preoccupied the last 2 weeks for quite a number of reasons. One thing or another. And
big times.
Well, I saw some of this coming. And I'm a person that likes to plan ahead. I don't like getting caught out. So I've done quite a lot of work on making sure I've got enough stocks of both food for myself and also the horses.
Yeah, it's interesting because just pause on that for a second. Lots of us felt this coming.
Sorry?
I said lots of us felt this coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew there was something big coming. And people have written about it. Like, yeah. It's interesting. It's another case of our inner guidance system at work. It was like, this is a great time to just touch on this. I remember when most of us don't... Okay, I'll say what I'm going to say and then do the qualifying around it. When 9/11 happened, there were, I move in circles of, in a big circle of people who actually saw it coming. Everything from girls seeing planes fly into buildings to whopping senses of doom to, the full gamut of prescience, whatever you want to call it.
And
yeah, wasn't my thing, but when 9/11 happened, I spent 3 days glued to the TV in horror. So my contribution to 9/11 was horror, shock and horror. And it wasn't until afterwards that I reflected on that and went, "Wow, that was not so useful, Jen." I didn't know any better. I kind of did. It doesn't matter. I'm not making myself wrong around it. It is what it was. It was what it was. But what that insight has given me is, let me just pause and go back to 9/11 again. What happens when we contribute shock and horror or fear or whatever, we're actually escalating everybody else around it. Mm. So I spent 3 days escalating everybody. And my energy was pretty big by then. I've been working as a healer for, 10, 15 years, something like that. And I knew my energy was big enough to have an impact on the people around me in a really big way. And again, I'm not making myself wrong around it, because I suspect that knowing is actually what's prepared me for later. So this time I felt it coming. I've known something was coming for ages. I've had odd flashes. I'm not going to go into all the things that I've seen and felt, but the one thing that's critical is that this time I am not contributing shock and horror and fear or anything else to whatever's going on. This time I'm truly able to hold my energy. No, that's not even the right word, because hold sounds so deliberate. And I can feel you're in the same place. I can feel you're in the same place, Oriana.
Can I tell you a short story which might be pertinent to this and a little bit interesting? Not this Friday, but the one before, I had to go to Lisbon to collect a parcel because they'd supposedly tried to deliver it three times and failed. I don't think they tried at all, but that's my view. I'd arranged it beforehand, so I turn up at the place, 24 Hour Espresso, I think was the name of the company, and this woman answered what was, you know, a locked door, says, "Well, we're shut." And I said, "I've arranged to come and collect a parcel." So she kind of went, ooh, you know, and went off to try and find it. The fear from this woman was absolutely hugely intense. The conversation, she managed to find the parcel, but the conversation with her was along the lines of, she said to me, "You've got to watch the television." You know, and I said to her, "Look, my point of view, if I get it and I die, I know my work is finished. I don't have a problem with that." And she looked absolutely horrified. And I have noticed, and done something about it since I noticed, that going shopping and various other things has given me a stinking headache or not felt very well because of that sort of energy coming from people. The Portuguese, as a nation, tend to be hypochondriacs. So for them, it's, this is their worst nightmare.
Or their best.
Yeah, but the other side of this is I live in an agricultural producing area. So a lot of the people doing kind of farming work aren't taking it quite so seriously as some of the others. But, I mean, the sense of peace I get from my place is enormous. It really is.
Yeah. It's been a, your place has been a balanced place of, you know, openness and enjoyment for such a long time, that that's the energy of the place now.
Yeah, and I don't get lots of visitors, you see. This is the other thing.
Yeah. So that's an interesting point, to feel her fear so dramatically. A few weeks back, I went into Aldi's just after we'd had our first virus cases here in Australia, and the fear was palpable, absolutely palpable. There was loads of Aldis there. It was the first time the toilet paper was non-existent, and there was a couple of other things where the shelves were empty, and you could almost have reached out and touched the fear with your hand. God. And I dropped into my inner a little firmer, and went into my inner guidance a bit firmer, and went, okay, if I'm feeling it like this, it's not me noticing it, it's me feeling it. And I am going to go to the Back to the Kingdom video in a minute to reinforce this. I could observe someone's fear and there's nothing for me to know or do, but if I'm feeling it, there is something for me to know or do. And all I had to do that day, and I've done it like quite a few times since, is catch someone's eye and smile and say, "G'day, how you going? Crikey, yeah. You know, look at this." And, you know, a little tremulous voice comes out and feels a little bit better because, you know, someone was game to reach out and say g'day. And that was all I had to do that day, was walk through that freaking supermarket, grounded and present and smiling and talking to people. And I felt completely grounded and present and okay as soon as I opened my mouth and started smiling at them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not going to be the answer every time I walk in the supermarket. yesterday morning I managed to, I got up early and went into Coles, and I managed to find some toilet paper. The toilet paper's been such a scream because it's a total manufactured shortage caused by hoarding. It's not, there is not actually a shortage of toilet paper. The freaking factories an hour and a half down the road They've been put from 8 hours a day to 24 hours a day. They're pumping out toilet paper. You know, the smoke's pouring out the stacks. The toilet paper's pissing out the doors. There is no shortage.
Oh, but dear.
There was a security guard on it.
People have had their fans broken into and had stuff stolen as toilet paper.
There's this lovely young man with a gun and a gun for the fucking toilet paper. Oh, sorry about swearing. I don't like to do that on a seminar.
Oh, dear.
A guard and a gun on the toilet paper. Okay, that's brilliant timing. Thank you, Oriana. Let's go to that Key to the Kingdom video again. And it's at... $24.50. So take your cursor over to $24.50. Carolyn, that'll mean sliding your finger along the bottom of the video. Sorry, sweetheart, I'm treating you like you're technologically challenged. Well, somebody's technologically challenged. It's probably me. $24.50. I'm sliding my cursor over. Oh, now I've gone too far. There it is. Okay, I'll just wait for a second till everybody gets to $24.50. And for those who are on phone, and haven't got a computer with him, I'll describe what it is. Okay, ready to hit play? Hit play now. It's coming up. It's the horse bit I want you to watch, not the... Looks like I'm not on the right place. Oh, bless him, he's trotting up behind her. Okay, hit the pause button. I've put the wrong timing on that. Where are we? Let me just flip to 14 minutes and see if that's where it was. Right. Well, I wonder what happened with that. Clearly not meant to do it. It was a piece of footage that reinforced... it was where Dawn was, where Joe was actually moving away from Dawn, and she still had the pressure on him, very subtle, very minor pressure, and if you used your eyes to look at it, she was putting too much pressure on him. But she was, by then she was working off her feel, And at the and because she was working off her feels, she just took him a little outside his comfort zone, and as he started to leave her, she was already starting to take the pressure off, and he turned to come back to us straight away. It was a beautiful example of how the field gives you a different what's the word I'm looking for, drives you to act differently than your eyes. Your eyes, you know, it's good to have your eyes as a backup, but working off the feel has you sometimes seconds ahead of what's happening, and certainly a split second ahead of what's actually happening in front of your eyes. And it reminded me that wonder where that went to. Sorry, I'm off with the fairies a bit today. It reminded me that what you see with your eyes isn't what you're paying attention to. You're paying attention to what you feel. If you're paying attention to what you feel, you can be seconds ahead of what's happening. You can be days ahead of what's happening when you're using your guidance system the way it's designed to be used. Okay, back to the control panel. That's Katie. So who's that 5-1 opening? Actually, opening you up, Marla.
Yes.
How are things going with you, sweetheart? You feeling centered? How or not feeling centered?
Pretty centered.
High five.
Have a this lovely place on the farm to live and don't need to really see many people. All of us are pretty happy not to see any other people anyway, so.
Yep. Cool. So do you think that's how you would have reacted before this work with your horses?
I think I would have been more worried about the economic challenges from it.
Yeah.
But probably not more worried about otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's changed about the economics? Are you actually able to drop into a quiet mind and find the guidance of whatever you need around the economy? Well, actually we think it's about the economy, but in actual fact it's our guidance system at work telling us what to do.
Well, see, my other stuff is cut back, but my on-farm work has increased, so it's sort of balanced at this point.
Yep. Yep. Oh, because you would have a lot of horses being boarded, wouldn't you?
We actually don't, but one of the people who owns the farm has two horses that give her a great deal of challenge that I'm working with.
Yeah,
and the horses, and because she's now working from home, we can do more work together.
Yep.
With the horses, so that's actually increased.
Hmm.
So.
Cool. Mary was on the masterclass too.
Yes.
Mary, how much do you think, I've got you and Marla both open at the moment, how much do you think has changed? Oh, is this a dumb question? I'm just thinking,
I don't know,
ask me. Well, yes, it would be good if my mouth wasn't running ahead of my brain, or my brain wasn't running ahead of my mouth. it would help if my brain was present to my mouth. Okay.
So what's the dumb question?
How much do you think the ability to feel the connection with your horses and know what to know or do about that, how much do you think that's had an impact on how centered that you're feeling now? I think what I'm just looking about, I think what I'm trying to do here is kind of sink into it with appreciation.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure that's, it's, you know, it's kind of back, inside out and backwards, if that makes any sense. Because I'm not running around out off the property and I'm spending much more time here, it's having a huge impact. But is it having a huge impact because I'm actually home and on the property, so therefore I have no time restrictions? So the answer really is yes, I guess, but it's in a slightly convoluted way.
Okay.
Does that? My brain and my mouth's not working any better than yours. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of. I've actually been doing some liberty stuff with both of mine. Little Sierra had to have two wolf teeth out the other day. It was almost a major operation to get them out. They were so tucked in behind her first molars that it was a major job, and she's on a 6 weeks light duties. So I started doing liberty with her, and she's just with me the whole time. It's unbelievable. Just lovely.
Oh.
Mm. And we've had a few hiccups because she's been a bit, she's been mouth sensitive. I just thought she was doing a bit of the temperamental teenager attitude, but it was definitely mouth sensitive, and all of that's gone. And so we're just regrouping and going over the bits that I'd stuffed up. No, I haven't stuffed up. The bits that I'd perhaps not considered her mouth for. And she's just lovely. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. I got sidetracked a little bit there, Mary. Sorry. I opened the chat room and wasn't actually present enough to do two things at the same time.
Doesn't matter.
The white horse thing. Aniki says, to me it seems the white horse says pay attention, but I don't get attention for what? Perhaps it's the earth. I kind of got that it was saying pay attention to.
Actually, I wondered if it was Sasha. I had a wonder if that was actually Sasha because she used to pour.
Yeah, this wasn't pouring. This was a whop, like.
Stamp, oh yeah, no, she like whopped. No, she whopped. Stamp. Yeah, no, she'd do that sort of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Like, definitely pay attention, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Lois can't get on live. It's not happening for her, and that was actually what I went into the chat room to do. So, Lois, type in what you... type in what you wanted to say about the white horse. Okay, and in the meantime, I'm going to drop back to Kim and see if she can hear me. See if she can speak. Are you there, Kim? No, that's not working. Carolyn says, Shelley found what I was describing at 12:31. So go back to the video and go to 12:31. Good on you, Shelley. Okay, we'll just wait for a second till everybody finds 12:31. Okay, hit the play button. That was a good example of it, Shelley. Wasn't the one I was thinking of, but it's another good example of it. Okay. Hit the pause button. Just an interesting fact around this video. We didn't actually show any of the footage from before, even those first pictures of him were from after she'd made the first breakthrough into happiness. And the reason you don't have any footage of him actually shaking in terror is because the cameraman couldn't even get close enough to film him. And as the cameraman went to go down to the paddock, Joe exited stage left at high speed and was hiding in the trees way down the back of the farm because he was a stranger. And we could have got Dawn to go and halter him up and force him to stand there shaking like a leaf, and I could no more have done that to him than fly to the moon. There was a, oh gosh, even the thought of doing that makes me feel sick. So you never did get to see the shaking with terror stuff because it didn't happen that day, because we never took him that far. So, where are we? Maud, I'm opening you up again, Sunshine. So, Maud, are you feeling centered about what's happening? Because I know you've done some extraordinary work with your horses. Some quite intense stuff. Some quite intense growth stuff with your horses over the last few months, and good on you. It's been a pleasure to watch you. Been a pleasure to watch you do that. How are you finding the outside of horse stuff at the moment?
It's a real mixture. I'm actually working for a fruit and veg grocers, so it's just, it's been amazing to be part of that, and it's given me a real positive feeling that I'm doing something. I'm able to go out and help in some way, which has been
fabulous.
A really great way to just feel good, really, feel better about what's happening. Been doing some really good tapping, which is acknowledging the anxiety, because for the first week or so I was kind of like unwittingly suppressing the feelings.
Just
low level, just anxiety all the time, and but kind of going, yeah, but it's going to be fine, and you know I can do this, I can do that. So it was great just to take a deep breath and just acknowledge the level of fear and anxiety that's just around.
Well done.
Yeah, that felt so good. So I feel like I've got some support.
There's a real feeling of freedom around that, isn't there? Allowing yourself to acknowledge the fear.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, sweetheart, but before I started doing working like this, I was so scared of fear that there is no way I could have looked at it. No way I could have looked at it and used it to make myself safe and helped others to feel safe. Yeah,
could have ended up just running, you know, running away from it and doing more and more.
Yeah.
Great not to do that. Great to stop and just feel it a bit and then feel how we can all be together somehow, creating this network around the world, just projecting positivity and trying to touch into whatever hope and what do you call it? God, the God feeling that you can find.
Oh, thank you, because that was something I didn't actually put in my notes. But I thought of it later, and I don't quite know why it was an afterthought, because it should have been an early thought. When I don't often talk about what I believe in, except I hear myself saying that every now and again, so clearly I talk about it more often than I should. But the point is, what I believe in isn't useful to you. But I actually have this strong knowing that the guidance, you know, when we go inwards for guidance, and with that lovely expansion of rightness, and it's actually a connection to the divine, which just feels so incredibly good to me. I've also made my feel has changed over the last couple of weeks, and I've had a couple of experiences with energy that has just knocked my socks off. I could just feel Katie's Danny is about to get a good laugh out of this. This is not a sex conversation. I promise everybody I'm not going into a sex conversation. but I felt the great need for a cuddle. I don't know, it must be a couple of weeks ago now. And I said to my husband, come and lay with me and just cuddle me. I really feel like I need a cuddle. And bless his cotton socks, dropped whatever he was doing, and we went and laid down on the bed, and he's just got me wrapped up in a cuddle. And I could feel the merging of his and my energy. I could feel the separateness of it and the overlap of it. And in the overlap of it, the vibration was absolutely freaking astounding. It wasn't a short thing. We laid there for, I don't know, an hour or maybe, I don't know, it was a long time anyway. And it happened again a few days later when I was meditating in the chair and he was moving behind me getting ready for work. And I could feel that overlap of energy as he moved in and out of my energy field. And the overlap of those two energies is what I'm absolutely convinced is the divine.
Yeah. Really, really happy to say that I do know what you're talking about.
Oh, yum.
It's fantastic.
I had just the right person open for that story then.
Yeah, and it's really hard to put it into words, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can feel the energy swirling. That's how I would describe it. From one person to another, or occasionally I have it with the horses too. And there's nothing happening, but it's just incredible.
Just feeling it. Wow. Wow. See, I've never felt anything like that before. That's not been clearly energy hasn't been an enormous amount of my natural talent, like it is with you. So if I'm right, and that our intersection with another being, whether it be horse or person or the earth or whatever, whether that intersection, that overlap of energy, is our connection to the divine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it like in permaculture where they say it's the edges and the hedges where the magic happens? And that's the interconnectedness, the overlapping.
I've not looked into permaculture, isn't that weird? I've been drawn to a few times, but it's never actually happened.
I like that concept because it just speaks to me. And I've also found as well about the intersection of things. When I've been, actually someone gave me some cake and it had some grass in it. So I was slightly off my head, but I found on a sunny day, I was poo picking and I just knew, I followed my, now I know, physical feel. Put down the poo picker and just lie star-shaped on the ground. And I totally felt that I was at the edge of the earth, right between where the sky meets the earth. And to me, that was God. That was as close to God. As I've been, I know it was drug-induced, wow. And I apologize to all the people who don't or might find that offensive, but yeah, it was very beautiful.
I can't imagine anyone finding it offensive.
No, good.
I
recommend it then.
Wow.
It's where the sky meets the earth, you know, matter was meeting non-matter, space.
Oh, it's giving me shivers even thinking about it.
Masculine meeting feminine. All that shiznaz.
Jodie, are you still there in the chat room? And I can see in the chat room that Kim has been trying to talk to us. Jodie's describes herself as a yogini. She's very into energy and yoga. Oh no, there I see. She's enjoyed listening, but has to go off now to fix dinner for a mum. Okay, so she's not there. Okay. Wow. Talking of the divine and looking for the divine. Noticing the divine in things is for me a really nice thing to be doing at the moment. Whether that was in that energy stuff. Actually, I've got this wicked sense of humour. I'm going to open Danny up. Thank you, Maud. That was just stunning. Thank you for sharing that, Maud. That was just stunning. Okay, I've got you guys open.
Now, Jenny, now I knew you was going to come straight to me before you even said that. Yeah, I felt it in your voice.
So how's this talk of the divine sitting with a practical Aussie bloke?
Practical? Well, I'm far from practical. I believe in the divine, yes. Many levels of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, beliefs are such an interesting thing. They're unique. They have to be unique to us. To be of value to us.
There's many levels of understanding as well and feeling it.
Yeah. So how have you enjoyed our cross between seriousness and cheekiness and...
fully entertaining.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to finish up this morning. Sorry, go on.
Oh, I don't normally. This is the first time I've really, in the last week, that I've listened to Katie's things like this. And it's very enriching.
Lovely. Well, you're in for an interesting trip.
I already told you that.
I know that. I'm up for it.
Whoa. Okay. Has anybody else got anything they want to chat about before we finish up? Carolyn came back and said, where's that? She thinks it might be 24:38 on that video. We'll just flick up to there before we finish. 24. Yes, it is. I can tell this is the right one. Okay, so I'll just click on 24:38. And hit the play button now. There. It looked like she put too much pressure on him and he stepped away, but she kept going for just a split second, then stopped, then walked away from him, and then he's following her beautifully. Yep, you're right, Carolyn, that was exactly the right one. So just go back to that again, 24:38. And the idea is to see the difference between what's happening with your eyes. I'll just pause. I've gone back to 24:38. And just pause here for a second. And the idea is to see the difference between what's happening with your eyes and what's happening with her feel, because by this stage, Dawn was, she wasn't needing to listen to me calling her attention to stuff. She was actually feeling it herself, and her timing was starting to fly. Extraordinary girl, Dawn. Couldn't have found anybody better to do this video with, I can tell you. And Joe, oh God bless him. Okay, hit the play button on 24:38 now. See, looks like it's too much pressure. And there she goes. And he goes, following her again. Pause there. Woo! Didn't pause fast enough. Copying someone else's feel is a recipe for failure, and the cause of that I am not enough thing. That in itself is one of the biggest life lessons you can have. That's a very big life lesson right there. Okay. Is there anything else anybody wants to chat about or ask before we finish up today? I'm so thrilled that so many of you are doing really, really, really well. That's a major validation of the lessons our horses have given us. So now it's just noticing where we need to support others actively and where we just need to ground ourselves and hold our presence. Okay. I'll open everybody up for a second. So if you're making noises, stop. Oh my God, just as I was doing it, I had this wicked sense of, oh my God, don't anybody be doing anything they shouldn't be.
Synchronicity.
Oh, okay, lots and lots of love to everyone. Don't forget the Reiki grid. If you've never asked me to put you in it, ask me to put you in it if you'd like to be in there. Ask me to put your loved ones in there if you'd like them in there. Yes. Okay. Oh, lots. You know, we are so absolutely blessed with the people we're surrounded with. It's just delicious. Absolutely delicious. Lots and lots of love to all of you. And I'm gonna do something for the happiness program really soon too. Gather those people back around together. And some of you are in that most of you are in that as well. Just to reach out to the people who don't necessarily have horses to support them, like we do. Oh my God, I coughed.
How human of you, Jenny.
On that note, lots of love to everybody. Bye.
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 Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the